And Russell was a scholar. He made Phi Beta Kappa for Princeton. He's teaching at Georgia Tech now. He has his doctor's degree in physics, I imagine, because he did work on the laser to get his... been working on his doctorate, so I imagine. He teaches in the graduate school. But one of the other boys was always nagging at him. Just as Russell jumped over the chair, the superintendent opened the door and walked in. That poor woman, those children, she was not... She had really family. She was the wife of the Methodist district superintendent. And she just wasn't mean enough to discipline. And these children would come to my class from her class, and they'd say that he just wore them to a frazzle the way, you know, the way things went on. But they felt relieved when they got in and knew what was expected of them. But they had heard before they came to me, I mean I was.
When you were coming up, did you have chores or things that you had to do?
No. We did what we wanted to do. We had the cows. I told you we had the cows. So we churned our milk and had our own butter and buttermilk. And we had a churn that you rocked like that, pushed back and forth. This sister Annabelle and I would fix a chair, and we'd use our feet. We said we were developing our legs, see, getting our exercise. No, Mama never assigned. We had to pick up all of our clothes and put them away. We had to make up our beds before we went to school in the morning. We weren't allowed to leave our clothes anywhere except where they were supposed to be. But we didn't leave them out in the room on chairs. We didn't leave them in the bathroom. We didn't leave them in the floor. They had to be put away. But aside from that, we had no assigned chores, like washing dishes or setting the table or anything like that. Now, we frequently would go in the kitchen and help the cook. But that's because we wanted to. You know, Mama didn't assign us any duties that I ever remember having.
Well, the cook, was she also responsible for keeping the house?
No. Mm-mm. The cook cooked. She kept her busy, cooking two meals a day. We ate what was left over for supper. Or if we didn't want that, Mama and some of us would go in the kitchen and fix something else. That's why we had the gas stove put in the kitchen for us to do what we wanted to do on it at night. If we wanted to cook something, or if we were in the summertime, we'd probably just have a cold supper.
What about washing your clothes and so forth?
Had a wash woman.
She'd do all?
She'd come to the house and get them. Or we'd take them to her opinion. And she'd do all the washing and ironing. You know, except if we did our own sewing a lot. When we were kids, Mama knew how to sew. She made all of our clothes. And we had one Negro woman who sewed nicely, and she would help Mama with the sewing. And I had one of these aunts, one of these sisters, was a designer. And she made all of our better clothes, our best clothes. She'd make them for us. And I didn't wear ready-made clothes for many a year. We buy suits and heavy coats and things like that.
My wife makes all her clothes.
I wish I could. I used to.
She has made me shirts, too. She can't make this kind, but she can make the pullover kind of.
I used to make shirts like that. I used to make silk shirts came in style. And you'd buy the material, and we'd make Papa. I made Papa, I don't know how many silk shirts. After you got the hang of it, it wasn't too bad. I mean, it wasn't hard to make them. Work the buttonholes, sew the buttons on. And that's one thing that I'm the only one of Mama's children who learned to work buttonholes real good. Mama could work beautiful buttonholes. She made our clothes when we were little. And Amy made the fancy things.